The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the street to win the praises of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Ashes, fasting, fish on Friday, these and many other things come to mind as we begin the most important part of preparation of our church year. And though the church asks of fasting and abstinence from those who can, these are not the most important things about Lent. They are of no help to us at all unless they move us to deeper prayer, bring us to a deeper commitment to the Lord, and to the most important truths in our lives. The most important truths in our lives are baptism, the forgiveness of sins, and a share in the resurrection through conversion of mind and heart. As our first reading says, "Rend your hearts, not your garments." So Jesus calls us to conversion, and it's an essential part of the proclamation of the kingdom. As we read elsewhere in the scriptures, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." The church proclaims this call first to those who do not yet know Christ and the gospel. The church, every one of us, we are ambassadors for the gospel. Acceptance and belief lead to baptism, the locus of our first and most fundamental conversion. It is by faith in the gospel and by baptism that we renounce evil, obtain the forgiveness of our sins, and receive the gift of new life. The church, from very early on, has celebrated baptism for converts each Easter. Fasting, penance, good works, and the other disciplines of Lent allow us some imitation of our Lord in the desert and help those already baptized spiritually to renew their own Christian lives. Lent is celebrated in anticipation of the resurrection promised to all baptized in Christ's own rising from the dead on that first Lord's Day. Jesus is called to conversion and penance like that of all the prophets before him, does not aim first at outward manifestation, sackcloth and ashes, fasting and mortification, but at the conversion of our hearts, of our turning towards God, and without internal change, penance, as I said, remains sterile and inauthentic. Christ's call to conversion continues to challenge Christians. The post-baptismal conversion is, as Vatican II's Lumen Gentium points out, the duty of the whole Church, which, quote, clasping sinners to her bosom is at once holy and always in need of purification, and follows constantly the path of penance and renewal, unquote. Conversion is not something we can achieve by our own efforts. It is not a kind of self-help 40-day boot camp. It comes from a contrite heart, which is drawn and moved by grace to respond to the boundless love of God who loved us first. As we continue with our Eucharist, let us pray for all who are preparing to enter the Church at Easter, whether through baptism or profession of our Catholic faith for the first time. And may our own Lenten journeys lead us to more abundant life in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.